Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in English and Korean, with subtitles in English, Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech Slovak, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
Korea은 수천 년의 역사를 지니고 있습니다. 코리아란 이름은 고려 왕조에서 유래했습니다. 고려는 높고 아름답다는 뜻으로 한국 산수의 특징인 높은 산과 맑은 물을 적절하게 묘사한 것입니다.
한반도의 척추는 태백산맥인데 그곳의 웅장한 산인 백두산은 영성을 추구하는 한국인들에게 신성한 산입니다. 신비한 아름다움과 태고의 환경을 지닌 이 산은 수많은 순례자와 여행자들을 매료시킵니다. 한국은 조용한 아침의 나라로 알려져 있습니다. 자랑스러운 문화 전통을 가진 한국은 옛것과 새것이 절묘하게 어우러져 고대 왕궁과 신성한 사원들이 고층 건물 같은 초현대적인 시설들과 공존하고 있습니다.
영적인 개발에 신실하고 열렬한 한국 국민들은 깨달은 스승을 두 팔 벌려 환영했는데요. 1992년 첫 축복을 받은 뒤 수차례나 축복을 받았습니다. 그 다음 해인 1993년 세계 순회 강연의 일환으로 싱하이 무상사께서 서울과 부산에서 강연을 하면서 수천 명이 스승의 사랑과 평화의 메시지를 받는 기쁨을 누렸습니다. 싱하이 무상사께서는 그 후 94년과 97년에 다시 방한하셨습니다. 1997년 방한 중에 조순 서울시장은 싱하이 무상사를 만나는 영광을 얻었습니다.
그 후 1998년 5월 6일 한국 출가승들은 칭하이 무상사를 영동센터 개막식에 초대해 한국에서 국제선호 행사를 시작했습니다. 선행사에 참가하기 위해 전 세계로부터 수천 명의 구도자들이 모여 칭하이 무상사의 생신과 어머니 날의 성대한 축하 행사로 선을 마무리했습니다.
그동안 칭하이 무상사와 협회 회원들은 한국에서 고호 활동을 해왔는데요. 1995년과 1996년, 그리고 1998년엔 2,000톤의 쌀을 북한의 기아 해소를 위해 전달했습니다. 가장 최근의 구호로는 2007년 북한의 심각한 홍수 상황을 들으신 칭하이 무상사께서 홍수 이재민을 돕기 위해 북한의 미화 5만 부를 기증하신 것입니다.
칭하이 무상사는 또한 한국의 화재, 가뭄, 홍수, 태풍 등 각종 재난의 이재민들에게도 지원금을 보냈습니다. 국제협회 회원들도 요양원과 교도소를 방문해 칭하이 무상사의 가르침을 나눴습니다. 한국에서의 강연과 인도주의 활동을 통해 칭하이 무상사는 한국 전역에 알려져 있습니다.
이제 여러분께 소개할 강연은 칭하이 무상사와 협회 회원들이 2000년 5월 10일 함께했던 담화로 제목은 생선 딸기입니다.
From Hong Kong Center, should we avoid genetically manipulated food and vegetable? Because this may be an unplanned human interference in God's plans. I'm not a gene scientist, so in detail I don't know, but the principle is that you change the genetic code in order to make vegetable more resistant against
insects,
for example. That's one example, or to be a more fruit. Like rice, for example.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are against it.
yes.
A lot of people protest, you know, even Prince Charles and many people against that. Does anybody know why? So that everyone can understand why.
I think the reason is that many believe that it interferes with God's plans and nature. And it poses some risk, some health risk, which we don't know at the moment.
Like what?
Like that when we eat this, then our own genetic code may be altered or get some influence from that.
Uh-huh. What did they do to alter the code of the vegetable? Do you know, by the way? Anyone else you know who knows about this? Come up here and give the public some knowledge about this much discussed and least understood subject. Come up here, honey. Come up here. Okay. You want to answer this?
What I know about genetically modified food is that they're actually splicing DNA cells, and they can actually now splice animal DNA cells into
the food. That's what
so
people don't like.
So that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Is that vegetarians won't even know if they're eating something that has animal
product in it. Yes. Yes. That's what people protested. Yes.
And the other thing is that they haven't done enough testing, and that they're finding some of the things that they've put into, say, corn, for instance, an insect that attacks corn. Well, what's happening now is that when the corn pollinates, the monarch butterflies, which are maybe miles away, but the pollination from the corn plants with this insect poison in it, are eating other plants that have, they're collecting the pollen off of other types of plants that have corn pollen on it, and they're dying by the thousands.
Yes, yes.
So it hasn't been tested enough, and there's too many repercussions.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Anything else, honey?
Sometimes the modified plants, they also mix with the normal plants, and then the whole crop changes, and maybe there will be no more normal plants of this kind if the modified plants mix the pollen.
The normal plants, yeah. As well as, yes, yes.
And one time I heard that they tried it with some modified, I think, soya beans or something, and actually the crop they got was less than ordinary, and many plants died, and it even kind of poisoned the soil.
Yes, yes, yes. And they infested the neighboring miles away farm.
Yeah. And they're breeding the seeds so that the seeds will not reproduce, so that every year you can't go out and take the seeds from your crop and replant them. The seeds terminate after 1 year, so that they're only good for 1 year, and they're patenting the seeds so that the seeds are no longer owned by you. They're owned by the corporations that have the patents on the modified food.
My goodness. Yes, he wants to say something more.
And I also heard that they kill the insects, that, like the ones that are damaging. Sometimes they kill all kinds of good insects, mm-hmm. too, or even birds. And it's not controllable.
What do you think is the damage caused by the genetic modified vegetable? So, from what we have heard now, you think why people protest?
Well, from the vegetarian point of view, it's mainly these animal cells which get into the plants.
Is soya milk are no longer pure vegetarian? My goodness.
I have a question for the sister.
Yeah.
If every crop were to be identical, wouldn't each crop be more prone to a disease?
Actually, they've done some research on that many years ago, back in the 40s, when they were first starting to do like pesticides and herbicides. They had one field that they'd been growing pesticide-induced crops, and one field that was pure organic. And they tested seeds that were organic seeds and then inorganic seeds. And the seeds planted in organic soil did much, much better than any of the others. And right after that, they had like a huge swarm of something like locusts or something like that. And the organic seeds and the organic soil had a much higher survival rate than any of the other, ones with pesticides or herbicides or any sorts of additives. And so the strongest, healthiest plant is the one that's grown from an organic seed in organic soil.
I mean, naturally grown.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's for the test. Actually, I have grown some organic in Mali. We go, we don't spray anything. Yeah. Yeah, actually, we survive up to now without any genetic food, so I don't know why. But you see, because most people out there, they are not vegetarian also, you see? So they see in the point of profit, yes. And they also argue that if they grow genetically modified food, they will have a lot more food and the hungry people will be fed. Theoretically speaking, maybe it sounds good. But we have not tested far enough to know how beneficial or how damaging can that be. But the point is, if they ingest them with animal DNA, then we should not eat them. Yeah? We should not eat them to begin with. Yeah. We just find those normal food to eat. But luckily, a lot of farmers and government representatives, they're against it.
I think that I read an article where the governments are very afraid of world hunger. And right now, if you project out, you know, the birth rate and the available soil and all that, it looks like there's going to be world hunger in a number of years. But the article noted that, you know, again, the same arguments that, you know, it takes like between 9 and 30 pounds of grain to feed one, make 1 pound of beef. And so if we switch to a vegetarian diet, then those arguments go away.
That's the best. That's the best. Everybody knows that. I mean, a lot of people know that. Not everybody knows that. Some people ignore it. But that's the fact, that we waste so much food and grain and water and medicine and time and energy and manpower just to cultivate animal meat. Whereas if we just eat whatever that there already without having to use that to feed the animals, then we have enough to feed everybody. We should never have any hunger in this planet. We have more than enough. Before we even discuss genetic food, we are already fully fed. If we really are cooperating and more selfless, just like beings in many other planets. Other planets, they don't have hunger because they share. They never think anything that truly belongs to them. Yeah, they just take care of it. Before, we used to look for vegetarian diet, it's no egg and all that, and still sometimes we're still in danger. Because they mix things in everything. Even bread, sometimes they put egg in it. It's just a simple ice cream. Every kid's favorite, they put egg in it. And you never know which one don't have sometimes. It's like just very, for example, you know, very simple thing, basic thing. And sometimes, normal thing, a marshmallow, just very simple kid stuff, yeah? Or even apple pie or any pie, they put egg in it. Even bread, just a basic thing. So sometimes I already thought we just have to bake our own food and, you know, and now we probably look like we have to grow our own vegetable. Oh my God. Look like we have to buy an island somewhere and go there and hide together and yeah, yeah. And grow our own food. But that's what people do in the old time. That's how different nations have been born. You see what I mean? For example, Japan, they speak to us different, but when they're writing, 80% of the Chinese understand them. And when the Chinese write, the Japanese understand 80%. See what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't Japan. It was probably just an island, and then some Chinese people go there, and they make their symbol of the nation is the sun, you know? Maybe some practitioner went there before, yeah? Symbol of the light. And then beginning, later, we lost the tradition, for example, like that. That was in the old time.
In Austria, they have part of the produce organic, and they even have it in the supermarket, and it's very popular. They cannot meet the demand.
Okay.
So more people are doing it.
Oh, good. Then
accept it.
I know what to do now. We switch into planting organic food and earn money. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
1% of the world's produce is organic, and 99% of it comes from the United States right now.
Oh. Well, I see organic food also in different supermarkets. That's just a small section. They write organic. there is a group, they also grow their own food, make everything, remember? The Amish. Yes, yes. But you have to really be very devoted, yeah, and forsake many of the fun of the city life. Because most of farming cannot be done near the city, yeah? If you don't want to do farming, you have to buy land in far away, it's cheaper.
Yeah. There's there's something called the fishy strawberry or the strawberry fish, where they've crossbred a fish with a strawberry in order to make the strawberry impervious to cold.
And I think the government, they have a regulation that you cannot just modify any tree and go, you know, sell to the public.
Mm.
So I think, you know, look at the brighter side, that the government control these regulations because the worker hunger. If we can make a genetic code that, you know, that combat all the insects, produce more and more, helps all the hungry people in the third world country. I think, look, that's a better side.
Fine, but do they stop the hunger right now since the genetic modified food? No. But this is a good side. Go on eating your apple and it's no problem, and she's going to organic, you know, each have their own right.
Right now, I think the FDA is the one that people have been trying to get to label this, and if they do ever label it, it'll come to an end fast, I'm sure. It's been a couple of years people have been trying to get them to label it.
Yes,
but
they
right
should.
Now, yeah, right now on the internet even, they have their own web page and they're welcoming comments.
Mm-hmm.
And what everyone really should do is write. If they had like millions of people writing, or thousands, hundreds of thousands, it would get, as long as we get it labeled, then it will take care of itself.
Yes, yes. So at least we know which one is what. Yeah, they should be honest, you know, because a lot of people don't know which one is organic, which one is not. Because not all of them, which is not written organic, are all modified food, you see? And a lot of people cannot afford the organic price sometimes, so they should label them. That's true.
And they're also rewriting the organic qualifications, and that's all on the website. That's what they're asking for comments on, too.
Okay. You tune into it and you write your opinion. All right? Tell them to label all the organic and all the, at least the modified food, so we know which one is what, with animal or not animal. you know, now we'll be extremely busy. Oh, my God. Before we go to the food store, we have to read which one have what animal and egg. And now we have to go to the fruit store and read the apple. What kind of DNA is in there? Now you make your own choice, yeah? You know all the reason, you know all the content of the different food. Well, you know what to do.
Today, 스승과 제자 사이를 함께 해주신 시청자 여러분께 감사드립니다. 내일 방영될 칭하이 무상사와 협회 회원들의 담화인 생선 딸기 2부도 많은 시청 바랍니다.
이어서 주목할 뉴스 뒤 건강한 삶이 스프림 마스터 텔레비전에서 방송됩니다. 여러분의 삶 속에 신의 사랑과 빛이 영원하길 기원합니다.
It was a pleasure to have you join us for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in tomorrow for part 2 of The Fish Strawberry. A discussion with Supreme Master Qinghai and our association members.
Up next is Healthy Living, right after noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May God's love and light be ever present in your life.